This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on demand on the Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, this is John here from Freedom's Disciple podcast, the only show on the Blaze where you come for the accent, but you stay for the principles and the love and defense of American exceptionalism. You're about to listen to a short clip from last weekend's show, and I'd encourage you to share it with your family and your friends. Also, please consider subscribing to our show. Search for Freedom's Disciple on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Google Play Music, where a new show is released for free every Saturday at noon Eastern. Thank you so much for sticking with me, America. I'm sorry the last segment went a bit long. You know, there's a friend of mine who listens, who I'm involved with in different projects, and he listens to this show all the time, and he's like, you know, you do realize you have an hour, because this podcast is supposed to be an hour a week, and he always rips me. He goes, dude, you know, if you're on radio, the last 7, 8, 10, 12 minutes of your show we just cut. I just can never get under an hour, and when I get wound up like I did last segment, of all the things I want to talk to you about, because I've got a book. Literally, I have a book of monologues and shows I want to do, and I don't want to explain principles to you. But I just want to share a couple of things with you before we finish up for today. And I want to share just some things I think needs to happen in America. Because the truth about America is, I love your history. I love your people. Your politics and the way you act when it comes to politics, some of you, I don't like. I can't point to your politics and go, that's the shining city on a hill. In many ways, I see you for what you have been and what you can be, not what you are. And I am 100% with you in the fight to make you a better country. Because here's the truth. Even though things are bad right now, and this has nothing to do with politics or who's president or who's not president, I still believe your best days are ahead of you. But if those things are to happen, if those days are to come, certain things I think needs to happen, and I want to share a couple of those things with you. There's only three, and then I want to finish up by sharing a really cool short story with you. First thing that I think needs to happen. I think Christians and Jews, who make up the vast majority of the population in America, we need to be leaders by example in our society. Because I see many people today who go, I can be a leader, but all I can talk is words. And we can all talk a good game. And we can talk about the gospel. And that's really important. But we must be the generation that are not defined by words, but we are defined by our actions. We need to be better people. I think the second thing we need to do is, and I have several shows of the plan lined up for this, is we need to take back certain narratives from both politics and of left and right. Because here's the truth, neither side owns a certain narrative. Because let me give you an example, just a short one. If I talk to you about free, you know, love right now and loving one another, what will come to mind? In quite a chunk of people, it comes to my mind, which is sad. It will always be, when you talk about love and loving one another, you'll think of free love, you'll think of the hippies, you'll think of the 60s. We need to get to a point where, you know, when we talk about loving and being a better person and loving each other and supporting each other, that some people will think of Christ and his call for how we are called to act, how to be a good Christian, how to treat each other. And there was a great quote I read the other day in my daily scriptures. It was like, you know, just because we come from ashes and dirt And just because we will eventually return to ashes and dirt doesn't mean that in the middle of our life and the dash is that we can treat each other like ashes and dirt. And I think that's so true. We need to take back certain narratives. And I want to talk to you about some of those narratives, and it's from both sides. Because I'm, for one, I'm sick of the, well, if you have this opinion, you're good and you're just and you're morally right. But if you have this opinion, you're a traitor. Or if you do this, you're a traitor. And lastly, following on from what I said about poverty, is we need to redefine the American dream. And it's not really redefining it. It's bringing back its original meaning. Because right now, I see people thinking American dream is about winning. Well, we won, didn't we? I had a really frightening conversation the other day in a project, nothing to do with the Blaze, but an outside project that I'm involved in. And this person acted a certain way during the election, and their justification for it was, well, it, you know, it's just the way it is. You know, it was politics. It's, you know, I can act any way I want because it's politics and we have a job to do. It was all about winning. It's all about getting attention. It's all about getting our 15 minutes of fame. It's all about money. It's all about how much material stuff we own. Well, you know, I have 2 cars. Well, I have 3. Well, how many holidays did you take last year? Oh, we only had 2. Oh, that's a pity. We had 4. And how many rooms is in your house? I got 6. Oh, that's so small. 6. How do you survive in 6 bedrooms? We have 10. Huh. All this material stuff. How many computers do you have? For me, and this is only my opinion, my American dream has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with material things. I'm not a materialistic person. If I got my American dream, which this year is the 13th year, by the way, so I'm hoping something better will happen this year. I believe it will. I'm confident this might be the year I might get to spend some more time in America. And we'll have details about that in the next couple of months, God willing. But my American dream has nothing to do with winning money or how much material things I own or how big my house is. I can tell you right now, if I got my American dream, I can tell you exactly my life. I would be in a 1-bedroom apartment with a car that could, decent car that could travel, a computer, an iPad, a few books, a few pictures, and that's it. I don't have any desire for material things or money. I don't ever say, you know, if I could get to America, I'll be a millionaire or a billionaire. Don't have any interest. I just give all my money away. My American dream is about opportunity. My American dream is about breaking that glass ceiling that says anything you want to do, you can do it. It's about breaking that glass ceiling that we spoke about in the first segment of the show about New Year's resolutions. You have to believe something better can happen. My American dream is about telling anyone, hey, you know what? There is no glass ceiling. You can do anything you want. Just like Emma Lazarus said, give me your tired, your weak, and your huddled masses. You may look down on people saying, haha, they can't do anything. But you come to America, we'll give them opportunity. They can do anything. It's about saying to a kid, you know what, when you grow up, you really can do anything. Because Americans have been doing anything they wanted and having those dreams for 200 plus years. You can have the same dreams. It's about sharing those dreams with the rest of the world, where you can break the chains of government. You can break the chains of socialism, Marxism, progressivism, or whether you want to go all the way back to Aristotle and call it statism. You can be a free individual. You can control your destiny. These are principles that I call the American dream that are rooted, deeply rooted in the traditional American dream, not the American dream of 2016 or 2015 or 2000 or 1980 under Reagan, but the traditional American dream that was founded in 1776 and then earlier on the pulpits in America. This is the American dream for me. If we do those 3 things over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, when it comes to the next decade, we will be in a better place. But if we don't, I fear you'll be even more like Europe. And that is a scary, scary thought as someone who lives in Europe. I want to finish up today's show. I hope you've really enjoyed it. I hope it's given you something to think about. You know the way we do things around here. We finish up the show the same way each and every week. And it's for a reason. Firstly, because I reject the notions that of people who think there are no heroes in society. I salute those who are heroes, who 24/7 do things that are most people could never dream of. We salute the police, we salute the firefighters, we salute the emergency personnel, and we salute your vets. The people who fight for freedom 24/7, who risk it all each and every day for a better society. And lastly, I do say the last thing I say each and every week, because for me, if I do nothing else with the air in this show, and you totally forget everything I've said that we've spoken about regards New Year's resolutions, about your politics, about Europe, and about how I see the future of this show going, if you've forgotten about that already, and you only take one thing from the show each and every week, it's this. It's me brainwashing you in a way. America is good, is great because Americans are good. America is great because Americans are good. That is a crazy Irish guy trying to brainwash you each and every week to say this, to believe this, and to act it. Because truly, America is great. Not because of your politics, not because, regardless of who it is, not because of your presence, not because of your Supreme Court, but because of each and every one of you. Each and every one of you has greatness inside of you. You just have to find it, believe it, and do it. Until next week, America, Godspeed and God bless America.
This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.